Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We continue in our Mega Grace series, and our message today is entitled, Who Am I? Let me start by saying there'll be two very strategic times that you ask yourself that question. I want to start in 2 Peter chapter 1, and I'll start at verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Remember, our definition of grace is God's ability. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3 says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Peter is saying here that God's divine power hath already given us all things that pertain to life and to godliness. But it's given to us, we access it and bring it into manifestation through the knowledge of him. If you don't know what you possess, then you actually don't know who you are. You don't know what you have. You know, you can have things. I tell the story of the man that died from malnutrition. But when the authorities went into his home and searched his home, he had money hidden all over the place. Thousands of dollars. But yet he died of starvation. That's extreme. But in the spirit dimension, there are those that are starving of spiritual malnutrition, even though God has already provided you with that steak and that lobster, if that's what you like, whatever your forte. In other words, God has already given you all things that pertain unto life and godliness, not just life, but godliness. We're not in this world just to survive, just to hang in there till Jesus comes and hide out in the corner. No, he's given us all things that pertain unto godliness. How we can live above, amen, the mindset, the ways of the world, and live a godly life before God. Amen. But now the challenge is this. I must make my intellect new. In other words, I must renew my mind, my conscious thoughts, so that they are harmonious. They're in harmony with the truth of who I am in Christ. You know, things happen that damage or pervert or distort the image of who we are. You know, nobody likes to be defeated, I don't think. Everybody likes to win. Everybody likes to be at an advantage. But oftentimes, life can put you at a disadvantage. And if it happens often enough, then the image of who you are can be twisted. You can start thinking defeat. You'll start expecting something to go wrong. You know, you'll always be thinking, you know, it never works out anyway. But see, that's not who you are. As the song said earlier, there's a king in you. Now that king in you has already provided everything that you need that pertains to life. And we're not just talking about existence. We're talking about the Zoe life, the God kind of life, the highest in quality and the most in quantity. That's the life that God has given to you. But now it's got to travel from your spirit to your mind and even to your mouth in order for it to manifest in this environment. Amen. That's why it's through the knowledge. He's given us these things, grace and truth. Grace and peace are multiplied through. You don't have any peace, then you need, there's something you need to know that you don't know. If you're saved and you don't have peace, there's something you don't know. And you need to know it. You need to find it out. Because God has already given us everything that pertains to that. And when you don't have peace, then something's out of balance. Something's not in harmony with who you are. When sin came into the planet, when Adam sinned, it says disease came in. Or let me say it this way, dis-ease. In other words, when they were out of harmony with God, they were no longer at ease. They were diseased. And so see, when your body or your mind is not at ease with God, then it's diseased. That causes all kind of chemical imbalance. That causes all kind of things to go start happening in your body. And then a person starts to fear. And you really get out of balance. And you open doors in the spirit for things to come on your body, amen, and on your mind. And we call it disease. Most diseases start in the mind. When there's an imbalance, you get a bad report from the doctor. And all you can think about is what he said. Now you want to get your will together. You should have your will together, but not because of what the doctor said. Because then you're moving out of fear. And fear has torment. But the Lord said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. We have to know that his thoughts toward us are not evil. And that makes all the difference in the world. The devil can mean you evil. People can mean you evil. People can be thinking evil against you. But God says, my thoughts toward you are not evil. My thoughts toward you are peace. To give you peace, to give you an expected end, to give you a future. Ask somebody, whose report do you believe? Herein lies the battle, because I've got to get my intellect, my mind, my will, my emotions to align themselves with what God has said in his word. I want to start by letting you know that God has called you to greatness. Now, that may not necessarily equate to the greatness how the world describes greatness. Amen. You know, you may never have your name in lights. There are going to be people that in heaven receive great reward who you never heard of, that lived during the time you lived, might have lived around the corner from you. But they are going to receive great reward because what they did before God. He said, what you do in your closet, he said, I'm going to reward you openly. But see, that's not like the world. The world, you know, unless your name is in lights, it doesn't have to be. But you are called to do great things. Now, in order to do or to be partaker and to be involved in greatness is going to take faith. Tell somebody, it's going to take faith. You're going to have to believe God. Not just believe in God, but believe God. Amen. The just shall live by faith. Not just believe. We all believe in God. But the question is, do you believe him right now? Where you are, what he has called you. See, he's called you into an arena where you have to wage war, where you have to change, where you may not for a time be very comfortable. Amen. And tell somebody, God's still in charge. Because you're not comfortable don't mean that God's not in charge. Sometimes he's allowing it on purpose for you to be uncomfortable because you've gotten familiar where you are. And God says it's time to move on. Time to move on to greater things. Time to move on into bigger things. Time to enlarge your coast. But you have to understand something about God. He's not going to give you something you can handle by yourself. If you can handle it by yourself, I guarantee you, you did it by yourself. That's something of your own doing. It might be a good thing, but it's not a God thing. I said, if you can handle it all by yourself, it's not a God thing. Anything God calls you to, you're going to need him for it. You're going to spend a lot of time on your knees. You're going to spend a lot of time meditating. You're going to spend a lot of time questioning God, asking God for direction. You're going to spend a lot of time telling God, I can't do this myself. Lord, you got to lift this burden. You got to help me here. Hello? Ask yourself right now, who am I? The two times in the process of your transformation that you're going to ask yourself that. When we think of ourselves as God in his word sees us, I put attention on my inner man. And when I put attention on my inner man, I become spiritually minded. I start seeing with the eyes of the spirit. It's an interesting thought. I want you to think about this a moment. You know, Jesus was up in the mountain praying. He sent his disciples out across. He said, get into a boat and go over to the other side. It was late. It was dark. It was a storm. And the disciples were in the midst of the sea, but yet Jesus was in the mountain. It says that he perceived that they were struggling.
Thank you for joining us as we continue with part 24 of our Mega Grace series. Today's message, Who Am I? You must take control over your spirit so you are not like a city broken down and without walls, giving access to anything. Don't allow worry, frustration, discouragement, nor depression to take place in your life. Position yourself to win. You are an overcomer, and you are victorious. God has not given his people the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. You must know who you are.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children.